And I like her response, because I'm sure that when she woke up in the morning, she wasn't thinking about, okay, now today's the day. How am I going to deal with this soldier when he comes to the tent and figure this all out? Was it a premeditated event? It was something, all of a sudden she's at her tent door and here's Sisera. And she, like we said, she knew who he was. And she immediately sprung into action. So there was a spontaneous reaction to what was on her heart. Okay? This wasn't premeditated, but her response was, that proved who she was. So her response was acting according to the little she had, but that she had made her own. It wasn't the blanket, the milk, the tent peg, the hammer, they weren't all just nicely on the shelf. Okay? I can put my Bible nicely there, right? Keep it dusted, right? Beautiful, right? And there for her to see and look at and wonder whenever she was going to use those things. But no, it was what she had appropriated, right? What she had made her own. That may be little, but what is little that God has used and can use, but that we've made our own so that on the spot she could move into action.
She's in contrast with Barak, who was not ready for the occasion and had to have Deborah direct him. She had spiritual intelligence. She was able, as the situation unfolded, to discern the Lord's leading, that, as you said, to take the tent peg as she closed the tent door. So we find, again, her name is ascending, I believe, and I think we see in that, in this place of compromise, spiritual exercise and a connection with heaven, in an exercised heart that's rising above the circumstances. And again, with that, she was able to discern how to handle the situation as it unfolded. There was nothing premeditated. There was just the leading of the Lord, and a sister who was sensitive to that and could make a decision for the Lord and act for the Lord.
So we've been speaking about the secret to being an overcomer. And in each of these accounts that the Spirit of God has left for us for our learning, we see that there's some themes that are very important for us to remember. One is, where are you dwelling? Right? We began with that. We are certainly in an enemy's land, but God's people was to drive out the enemy. We're supposed to understand separation from the enemy, not to be entangled with them, not to marry, not to take their language, their culture, all of these kinds of things that are going to eventually come back on us if we don't separate and dwell where the Lord would have us to dwell. When there has been the failure and God has had to bring about correction, and sometimes the correction takes the form of selling the people of God into the hands of the king, the very thing that they wanted, because they had forgotten God. They wanted to worship and have all of the things that are in the world, right? We said, well, you know, we know this world is under condemnation, but, you know, some of those things look so good. So we want to be prosperous, and we want to drink of those two rivers. And the Lord said, okay, you want to drink? Okay, I'm going to give you the person that's going to give you a full of it. And the moment you go into the world, you see that this is a hard taskmaster. But when he brings us to ourselves, we're able to see that what is the person that is used, Othniel, was the same individual that conquered Kiriath Sefer, the city of books. And he conquered it, the book of books, the word of God. He raises up Othniel again, and Othniel judges the people. So the point of recovery is the point of departure. It's to come with a repentant heart, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The world, defeating the world, the word of God. Then we had the flesh. that which is in us. This principle that brings out this thought of my desire, my lusts, my wants. And we saw in Eglon, this very fat man, king of Moab, the flesh. And the flesh, if we don't reckon it as dead, is going to, in us, cause us a lot of problems. Not just 8 years in bondage, but now 18. And young people, some of you are 18 years old. You don't want to spend or give up 18 what should be productive years of life to the Lord, usefulness, of training, of serving Him, of being a good testimony, because you cannot reckon the flesh as dead. But there is a recoverer, a deliverer, who was Ehud, who was a man that had wonderful features. He was apparently weak because he was seen as left-handed. But he was a man who made a dagger. In his personal life, he was familiar with the Word of God. And he was familiar with how to apply it to the very situation that had enslaved the people of God. And then here, as we try to wrap up, we have this thought of Jabin, picture of the devil, who has the captain of the host, Sisera. And the people of God again did evil in the sight of the Lord. We cautioned ourselves, let's not fall prey to the fact that we follow a brother or two. And when he is gone, well, we're gone. No, let's have our eyes on the Lord. And whether that brother is here or not here, our eyes are upon the Lord. And that's what's going to give us the victory. But know that there's a Deborah. When the male element is weak, God has a Deborah. Do I want to be a Deborah? Do I want to be an Othniel? Do I want to be the wife of a flaming torch? Do I want to be an oracle of God to speak the right things? I encourage us as young people, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world that we can talk about. Oh, is this person the right person? That, the world, the presidency? You know, don't get caught up in all that nonsense. God brings to the forefront who He will. Be an oracle of God to speak the right words. And then you see the enemy running when Barak is stirred up, young people, young men. Stir up. Say to the Spirit of God, I want, you're stirring me up. You're encouraging me to get up. My local assembly. See a prayer I can make? 2-3 minutes. A minute. Pray for the sick. Pray for the gospel. Sit down with what you have in your hand. JL. She was in not a good place because her husband said, hey, we want peace with our enemy. So this compromise looks well. Sometimes the circumstances that we live in are just like this. It's a place of compromise. But JL was prepared when the enemy came. Let us be prepared with the mantle, with the milk, with the tent pin, with the hammer, and be ready to use it, right, when the occasion comes. And perhaps someone can close us up with this last thought about Jabin, because Sisera is just a captain. But it says in these last verses, she says to Barak, verse 20, come, I will show the man whom thou seekest. And he came, he saw Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. He said, so God subdued on that day, he subdued on that day, right, Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered, prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they destroyed Jabin, the king of Canaan. So maybe one of the brothers can help just put a nice bow on these last couple of verses, because it doesn't just stop with Sisera. We need to get to Sisera's commander so that there can be blessing and peace for the people of God.